We begin with Colossians 3, verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. Scripture interprets Scripture. All of you will learn, or already have, this primary principle of Bible study. By letting Scripture interpret Scripture, we are looking to the Holy Spirit to make connections between Bible verses so that we rightly understand God's Word and then grow both in knowledge and in faith. The Scripture I just read from Colossians 3 connects the Word of God also with the use of psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. In this way, poetic expressions of God's truths are connected with music in our worship. This can make for an intense, even dramatic, reinforcement of God's word through the use of music. I'll give you an example from my own experience. Over 20 years ago, I was listening to a recently acquired Christmas CD in which a symphony played Christmas songs in various orchestral settings and arrangements. The orchestra was leading up to a rendition of Silent Night when the strains of another familiar hymn came in. It sounded like this. What a powerful reminder that the babe of Bethlehem, the little one who sleeps in heavenly peace, is none other than the Lord of Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, the eternal commander of the angel armies, our mighty fortress. God the Son has himself come into human flesh to fight the fight we could not, in order to give us victory over sin and death, Satan, and hell. This way in which music can strikingly connect Bible truths happened for me again this past Christmas. I was listening to a cantata Bach wrote for Christmas Day. It began like this. As the cantata continued, the chorus sang, "Shout for joy, exult, rise up, glorify the day, praise what today the highest has done." This was followed by the singing of the first part of Luke 2, beginning with, "It came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus," concluding with the arrival of Mary and Joseph at Bethlehem, and the words, "While they were there, the time came for her to give birth." After two arias urging believers to welcome the Savior with readiness and joy, the chorus then sings, in harmony, a hymn appropriate to Christmas. It begins with these words, "O Lord, how shall I meet you? How welcome you aright! Your people long to greet you, my hope, my heart's delight." Perhaps you recognize those words, but listen to the melody to which Bach set them in his cantata for Christmas Day. Yes, that's the melody of the first hymn tune of Bach's Cantata for Christmas Day. Yes, that melody was already widely in use for the Good Friday hymn, which you no doubt associate these words. O sacred head, now wounded, with grief and shame weighed down, now scornfully surrounded, with thorns thine only crown. What a sacred connection Bach here makes for us between Christmas and Good Friday, between Christ's cradle and his cross, between Jesus' anticipated birth and his atoning death. But it wasn't Bach who first made this connection at all. This is a connection made by God the Holy Spirit, who caused the writer to the Hebrews to pen the following words in chapters 2 and 10 of that book. Since the children share flesh and blood, Christ also shared the same flesh and blood, so that through death he could destroy the one who had the power of death, that is, the devil. For this reason, he had to become like his brothers in every way, so that he could pay for the sins of the people. Therefore, when he entered the world, Christ said, "You prepared a body for me. Here I am. I have come to do your will, O God." The original Latin version of O Sacred Head, Now Wounded was likely the work of the monk Bernard of Clairvaux. Luther, who lived over four centuries later, read many of Bernard's sermons, and he said that when the monk of old preached Christ, his words were golden. More than once, Luther described how when Bernard of Clairvaux lay dying, the monks gathered around to comfort him, and they reminded him of his many accomplishments as a devout Christian leader and fearless spokesman of the faith. Bernard, with the few breaths he had left, told those comforters to stop talking about the garbage of his life and hold the cross of his Savior where he could see it. There are echoes of this scene in the final stanza of Paul Gerhardt's version of the hymn, O Sacred Head Now Wounded, the one in English in the Lutheran hymnal. This is also then the fourth and last stanza on the hymn sheet we will now be using. As you sing, do not think of Bernard of Clairvaux or Martin Luther or Johann Sebastian Bach. Think only of Jesus and lean the full weight of your heart's confidence on him.